again, without over-egging it too much, but psychologically that must be a big boost. It's a bit of a statement as well, isn't it, when you think who that was against?
Yeah, it was, yeah. The lads were saying that. The lads thought, from the pitch point of view, we thought they were decent. We thought they were the good movement. They were sharp. They broke well. I'd be very surprised if they're not in the top six come the end of the season. So it does make it a big win for us. They're a good team. It was, with two defeats, it was a hard place to come. Yeah. But like I said, if we want to get promotion, if we want to be in the shake-up, we've got to come here and win these games.
I mean, to be fair as well, listen, we know there's good players at the football club, but having lost the first two league games, then to come to Peterborough, everybody expects will be up there. They're obviously 100% record until now. That shows guts as well, doesn't it, and character?
It does, yeah. I thought like the first 10 minutes or so, they started really bright and they got in behind us a couple of times. But I thought after that, we've limited them. I thought we looked dangerous going forward. I thought Murph second half especially was excellent. He had their right fullback where he wanted him, and it just seemed. I felt like it just seemed a matter of time.
Yeah.
They didn't really seem to be creating much second half, and I just thought with the sort of chances we had, I thought it was a matter of time before we hit the winner.
You touched on this, I know, in pre-season where you said you felt it was a mentally tougher side, perhaps this season.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because like bookies make us. I don't really read into it, but bookies make us favourites. People read that. And they expect us to go out and win sort of every game, but it's not as easy as that. It's people are coming to Bramall Lane instead of, no disrespect to some of the clubs, they're playing in front of 3,000 every week. They're coming to Bramall Lane and playing in front of 20,000, so they're going to raise their game straight away. We probably need to get a bit more patient, but like you said, we've got good players at the football club. We just need to believe in what we're doing, believe what the gaffer says every day to us about passing the ball and drumming into us that we need to break teams down. And I thought tonight was the first step in the performance-wise that we want. I thought we played well, particularly sort of after once 15 minutes were out of the way. I thought we played very well.
Just a couple more things for me, then I'll let you get off. But that will, I mean, that will help that belief. And also, it's almost, sometimes I guess you need it, without sounding like Doctor, whatever his name is here on this morning, Raj Prasad. You need that reminder, don't you, that we can dig it. Because there were times when you've had to dig in, but no prolonged pressure. But you've had to do that. You can remind yourself we've got this in us, can't you?
Yeah, you can, yeah. The teams, especially when you play the likes of Peterborough, and teams are always going to have good spells away from home. They're good teams. They've been in the Championship on and off for the last sort of 3 years. So it is. You are going to have to dig in. They will have spells. Like I said, it was disappointing to concede off a set piece, but we just need to ride the pressure out, and we know that we can create chances. We know going forward we're going to score goals. So, like I said, tonight I thought we felt a bit more, as a unit, we felt solider as a team. But apart from the set piece and a couple of our chances, I thought they didn't really look like they were breaking us down.
Yeah. I mean, there was an awful lot sailing over, but
there was, they do it well. They hit a lot of diags. They can be direct at times, and they look to get behind you, but the two fullbacks especially dealt with it very well.
And once again, without being cliched, you sometimes find out more about yourselves in adversity and then stronger when you come out the other side.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, because you are going to
appreciate two games, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like I said, it's just a case of finding sort of the right balance. There's a couple of two or three new lads coming in, they're just getting used to the club. It's hard as a new lad coming into a club, let alone sort of playing, and it is hard, but I felt tonight we sort of knew what we were doing. There's a lot more sort of communication, and it was a thoroughly good performance from us.
And I gather yourself and Craig have been cooking up a few things on the overnight stays. I'm going to be very careful how I write that. You won't be getting divorced on the back of anything I do. I gather, does he? Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I'll put some real topspin on this one then,
a very sensible room, yeah. But books, reading books from 9 to 10 and lights out, but... we have to keep control of Harrison because he's constantly knocking on the door and trying to nick stuff from our room. So as long as I'm nowhere near him, we're all right.
Oh, well, that's all right.